go, barreling into the unpredictable yet glorious world of live broadcast for another day. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, January 21st, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, it seems on Michigan's most remote island and most pristine wilderness, a moose hunt could be in the works. Yes, it seems that Isle Royale is well beyond its carrying capacity, and that means if wolves can't get it done, hunters may have to. Number two, in Davos, Switzerland, the World Economic Forum kicking off today. This week's business tycoons, moguls, and financial masters, they're to map out 2020. But what they're not concerned about? Climate change, not even in the top 10. And number one, you thought it was going to be impeachment, but I'm doing something completely different today. Something that might very well actually change the world for travelers is about to arrive at car dealers near you very soon. The all-new Mustang Mach-E, an electric SUV from Ford Motor Company. It reminds me of Ford versus Ferrari. You've got Tesla out there and these other electric car companies, right, that are trying to change the world. But Ford's about to do it, and Ford has the ability to do it in a way maybe nobody else does, at least not in the United States and certainly in other places. But its push to peddle the Mustang Mach-E is starting with more than two-thirds of its 3,000 U.S. dealerships getting ready to sell a battery electric SUV. The automaker is in the midst of training sales staff and shop technicians at 2,100 participating dealerships on the intricacies of the all-new electric vehicle due to launch in the fall. Ford requires any dealership that wants to sell the Mach-E to undergo training and buy new equipment to service and charge the vehicles, which could prove that the Mach-E isn't just another fad. If Ford gets a majority of its dealers on the same page, well, that changes everything, and that's my point. Everything's going to change in electric vehicles. You know, I like the looks of the Rivian. That's a pickup truck and full-size SUV. That company, Ford Motor Company, invested $500 million into, partnered with. Those vehicles are on the way. By the way, Jason Mace, Ford's head of electrification marketing, said this is the first time that we're building a ground-up, all-new battery electric vehicle. We've got a lot of dealers that might not have sold high-voltage batteries. When you have a battery electric versus a full gas or a full diesel engine, you're going to have different types of repairs. Ford's been here before. When it launched its first aluminum-bodied F-150 in 2014, the company is educating salespeople on the tech-packed Mach-Es, and dealerships are paying to install new charging stations and tools to work on the high-voltage battery packs that will power the newest addition to the Ford Mustang stable. Not really a Mustang. I mean, they can call it whatever they want. It's a Mustang. It's got a Mustang badge. But to me, the Mustang's something. But I don't care. Whatever. Ford officials also train technicians and technicians in the dealerships on how to work with battery-powered vehicles and how to charge them. It won't say how much the dealerships must invest to become EV certified by Ford, but one dealer said the cost would be made up by selling just a few of them. The ongoing process, by the way, voluntary, but it's changing the playing field. Advancements in technology are changing the playing field. It's not a bad-looking vehicle at all. It's not going to fit my family and my circus. But I might just go drive one when they're out there. I want to know. Apparently, they've got tremendous pickup, right? Fast. I mean, an electric motor goes from zero to maxed out without, if you didn't put controls on it, right? Anyhow, so that's changing the world. I thought you'd be interested in that. Now, back to Davos, Switzerland, where the president is now. Climate issues set to be one of the main talking points at the World Economic Forum. It's a ski resort, by the way, Davos. But a survey released yesterday shows that of the CEOs and the movers and the shakers and the money makers and the folks there, climate change doesn't even make the top 10 for what business leaders are talking about or concerned about. They frankly don't care. Yeah. In its annual report ahead of the gathering, financial services group PwC said climate change and environmental issues come in number 11 as a threat to their company's growth prospects. It's up one spot from the same survey a year ago, but lagged way behind other concerns such as too much regulation, which is, by the way, is number one. Regulation. Too much regulation by government. the number one worry of CEOs and business owners from around the world. Other concerns in the top 10, problems with trade and trade conflicts, a lack of skill among the workforce available, and problems with politics, of course, also a concern, because that leads to other problems. 24% of CEOs are extremely concerned about climate-related issues, compared to 38% of those same folks concerned about overregulation. So, not really a top concern of those that are, oh, you know, Fortune 500 company managers. And it's interesting that the president is there. President's also, today's the day that Adam Schiff is going to wander out in front of the United States Senate and start railing against the president, telling them why he must be removed. The president's team, meanwhile, says the impeachment is frivolous and dangerous and unconstitutional for a variety of reasons. By the way, that's the same thing that Alan Dershowitz recently added to the president's legal team says. Alan Dershowitz, of course, the Democrat, liberal, Hillary Clinton supporter, who says he's come to Trump's defense because he's not defending Trump. He's defending the Constitution and what's right and what's wrong. And he says what the Democrats have done here is very wrong. Very wrong. In fact, I'll give it to you. I'll give you the flavor. Bite number 9 with Alan Dershowitz talking about what's wrong with the Democrats' approach to impeachment from the ground up. Bite 9. Go.
Vote was to impeach on abuse of power, which is not within the constitutional criteria for impeachment, and obstruction of Congress. Those are both the kinds of things that led Hamilton and Madison, talk about nightmare, to regard that as the greatest nightmare. Number one, giving Congress too much power to allow the president to serve at the will of Congress. And number two, as Hamilton put it, the greatest danger is turning impeachment into a question of who has the most votes in which house. And rather than having a consensus and a broad view of impeachable conduct.
The brief.
But that's what they're doing. You've got enough people to vote. You get them all in lockstep, you make them promises, and then you go for impeachment. However, it's going to backfire, as it already has. It's going to backfire in those 30-plus districts around this country where Democrats won in places that Donald Trump won in 2016 in Republican-leaning districts. There's going to be big trouble come November 3rd, I can tell you that. At any rate, Trump will be in Davos for the balance of all this, and we'll keep an eye on it. All right, let's see here. This part of the program brought to you by Roxor. And if you don't know what the Roxor is, you need to go look it up. And the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models with no payments for 90 days. The 2019 base model started $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing and additional savings. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side that's unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hard-assembled beast to work, you can believe it's 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today and get out there. Restrictions do apply. Please see your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com for complete detail. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
This message sponsored by OK to Say and MSP.